The sailboat Berrimilla arrived in Unalaska from Sydney, Australia. The crew was on their way to England via the Northwest Passage. The trip was inspired by a comment made to skipper Alex Whitworth when he was discussing missions to Mars with NASA astronauts.
And the basis for it was thinking about the considerations that you need to have in mind when you're planning a journey into deep space, such as a trip to Mars. And we're a bloody good analog for that, if you think about it. Yeah, lots of upfront planning, two people stuck together in a tiny capsule for a very long time, completely self-sufficient, you have to be.
Whitworth and his crew plan to take their Mars mission-like capsule to join the NASA Houghton Mars project on Devon Island in north-central Canada for the complete solar eclipse in early August. The Houghton crater in Devon Island's barren landscape is considered the best terrestrial analog to Mars. 66-year-old Whitworth bought the Berrimilla in 1993. He used it to circumnavigate the globe via Cape Horn in 2005. During that journey, he linked up with the International Space Station. He says he chose the ship because its small size could go anywhere.
It's 10 meters long, but it's only 3 meters wide at the widest point, and it's pointy at each end. So actually, in real life, you've got about as much room inside it as a large SUV. You know, not a lot of room.
He and his crew member, Corey McQueen, lived in the tiny Berrimilla for 53 days straight. The only time they set foot on land between Unalaska and Sydney was in Adak, where they stopped to refuel. Whitworth says, despite the small space, they didn't see each other much. They took opposite shifts sleeping and sailing, and occasionally met up for meals. Whitworth says, the first half of their journey was long.
Bits of it are enjoyable, bits of it are just plain headbang. And, you know, every now and again, it's just blissful. You're out there on a lovely clear night. The universe is there. You've got the Milky Way, you know, like dolphin phosphorescence going across the sky. And
at the end of May, they weren't sure they would make it all the way to Unalaska. First, the shroud, a wire that holds up the mast, broke. They managed to stabilize the mast, but then they encountered other problems.
Various other things. I mean, the weather was pretty horrible, and then McQueen bumped her head in the boom about 3 days out. So I had a fairly tense 3-day sail back into here just to make sure that we got her back in. There was no way in the conditions we could have transferred her, to any other boat or even a helicopter, I don't think.
Despite this, they arrived safely in Unalaska late Friday night. While here, they'll restock supplies and add a third crew member before heading through the Pollock fishing grounds towards the dangers of the Northwest Passage.
Well, the obvious one is you don't want to get caught in the ice. If we have to call for an icebreaker, then clearly we've failed. Self-sufficiency is what it's about.
Along the way, they'll also plan to visit the graves of the Franklin expedition, who died when seeking the Northwest Passage in the 1850s. The crew of the Berrimilla hope to arrive in England by early fall. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.